Good morning. It's March 22nd, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark move that could reshape the landscape of the U.S. tech industry, the U.S. Department of Justice, alongside 16 state attorneys general, has taken aim at Apple, filing an 88-page civil antitrust lawsuit. This legal action accuses the tech behemoth of monopolizing the U.S. smartphone market through the iPhone, setting the stage for a battle that could have wide-ranging implications for consumers and competitors alike. The core of the lawsuit centers on allegations that Apple has engaged in practices designed to stifle competition and innovation. By restricting access to certain apps and services, the government argues, Apple has not only maintained its monopoly, but also hindered technological progress. The lawsuit suggests drastic structural remedies, potentially including breaking up parts of Apple's business, to foster a more competitive environment. This case against Apple doesn't exist in a vacuum. It echoes regulatory challenges Apple has faced in Europe, where it was fined for similar anti-competitive practices, such as limiting app developers and competing music streaming services. The European Union's Digital Markets Act, which forced Apple to open its App Store to external competition, serves as a precedent, hinting at possible outcomes of the U.S. lawsuit. The lawsuit's goals are clear: to dismantle barriers that prevent competing technologies in crucial areas like streaming, messaging, and digital payments from thriving. The ripple effects of this legal challenge were felt immediately, with Apple's stock value dipping by 3% upon the lawsuit's announcement. This move by the Department of Justice signals a potential shift towards greater openness and fairness in the tech industry, offering a glimmer of hope for developers and companies in the mobile gaming sector. As this legal drama unfolds, the tech world watches closely. The implications of this lawsuit extend far beyond Apple, potentially setting new precedents for how tech giants operate. The outcome could usher in a new era of innovation and competition, benefiting consumers with lower costs and more choices, while challenging industry leaders to adapt in a rapidly changing digital landscape. As the clock ticks towards a March 25th deadline, former President Trump finds himself grappling with a monumental financial challenge, covering a $464 million civil fraud judgment. This pressing situation has prompted Judge Arthur Engoron to mandate regular updates from the Trump Organization on efforts to secure a bond, alongside appointing former federal judge Barbara Jones to oversee the company's operations during this critical period. The case, spearheaded by New York Attorney General Letitia James, has resulted in a $454 million judgment registered against Trump, granting her office the authority to seize properties should Trump fail to pay the penalty. Amidst this, Trump's legal team is actively contesting James's attempts to block his appeal and force a sale of properties to meet the bond requirement, although the court's decision on the appeal remains pending. Should Trump not secure a bond, or if an appeals court does not step in, the state attorney general's office will have the green light to begin seizing Trump's assets as early as Monday. This financial turmoil comes at a time when Trump remains a formidable contender in the political arena, narrowly trailing behind President Biden in the latest polls for the 2024 U.S. election. The outcome of this legal battle could have far-reaching implications, not just for Trump's financial standing, but also for his political future. In a twist that underscores the unpredictable nature of sports management, the Michigan Wolverines find themselves navigating through a challenging offseason. Head coach Sherrone Moore is at the helm of addressing a sudden vacancy in the coaching staff, following the resignation of defensive line coach Greg Scruggs due to a drunk driving arrest. This development comes at a critical juncture, as the team's spring camp is already underway, with the spring game looming on April 20th at the iconic Big House. The coaching staff had recently seen a significant change with the hiring of Tony Alford from Ohio State as the running backs coach and run game coordinator, marking a new chapter post Mike Hart. This move had solidified the offensive staff, but Scruggs's departure opens a new gap that Moore is keen to fill promptly to avoid any setbacks in the team's preparations. Among the potential candidates to step into Scruggs's shoes are Terrence Jamison and Ryan Osborne, reflecting Moore's strategy to maintain the team's momentum and success. Despite the upheaval, Moore's recent podcast appearance highlighted his satisfaction with the team's early progress and his commitment to sustaining the success following their national championship win. Emerging leaders like Donovan Edwards, Mason Graham, and Will Johnson are stepping up, bringing a fresh yet familiar dynamic to the team. Amidst these changes and challenges, there's an overarching sense of optimism and continuity, particularly on the defensive side, as the Michigan Wolverines gear up for what promises to be an exciting season. In a bold move to combat climate change, President Joe Biden has unveiled new EPA regulations targeting a significant reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from light-duty vehicles by nearly 50% by the year 2032. This initiative not only underscores the administration's commitment to environmental sustainability, but also marks a pivotal shift towards electric vehicles, setting the stage for a future less reliant on fossil fuels. The regulations come as part of Biden's broader climate change strategy, aiming to catalyze the transition to electric vehicles. This move has ignited a partisan battle, with former President Trump and other Republicans vehemently opposing the new rule. Their opposition is rooted in claims, lacking factual basis, that the regulation will lead to a ban on gasoline cars and adversely affect the auto industry. This contention mirrors larger societal debates, touching on issues of technological innovation, the future of the oil and gas sector, the competitive landscape with China, and the persistent urban-rural divide in the United States. Amidst this political skirmish, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has projected that the new regulations could prevent the emission of approximately 7.2 billion metric tons of CO2. Beyond environmental benefits, the EPA also forecasts substantial economic advantages, including an estimated $13 billion in annual health benefits and a potential $46 billion in fuel cost savings for drivers each year. As the November U.S. election approaches, this policy is anticipated to be the administration's last major environmental policy initiative, marking a critical moment in the nation's climate change efforts. In a move closely watched by markets worldwide, the U.S. Federal Reserve has decided to hold its benchmark interest rate steady, signaling an intriguing path ahead with possible rate cuts on the horizon. This decision comes amid a mix of economic forecasts that suggest stronger growth yet persistent inflation above the Fed's target. The immediate aftermath of the Fed's announcement saw a buoyant reaction from the stock market. The Nasdaq Composite, S&P 500, and Dow Jones Industrial Average all soared to new intraday highs, reflecting investor optimism. A standout performer, Micron Technology, propelled semiconductor stocks upward with its impressive earnings beat and bullish outlook on AI demand. On the global stage, the ripple effects were evident. Japan's stock market, for instance, closed higher, with notable gains among exporters like SoftBank Group and Toyota, following the Fed's rate decision. This upbeat sentiment was mirrored in other global markets, spurred by the Fed's steady rate stance combined with a surprise rate cut by the Swiss National Bank and the Bank of Japan's move away from negative interest rates. Meanwhile, in a significant development for the tech sector, Reddit is set to make its debut on the New York Stock Exchange, priced at $34 a share. This IPO is part of a broader narrative of market optimism and investor confidence following the Fed's latest policy moves. As we look ahead, key economic indicators from South Korea, Japan, and India will be closely monitored for further insights into the global economic landscape. These include South Korea's Producer Price Index, Japan's Consumer Price Index, and India's Flash PMIs for March, all of which could influence market trends and central bank policies moving forward. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.